This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Wow, what a big weekend setting up in February for the Regina Pats Centennial Salute. A pair of outdoor games will headline the long weekend. We'll have more on what's planned in moments. It's called the WHL Suits Up with Don Cherry to promote organ donation presented by RE/MAX. And you may have already seen it this month at a WHL rink. Cindy Cherry, the daughter of Don Cherry, is one of the lead organizers, and she'll join us. And branded Wheat Kings defenseman Cale Clegg is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, as well as the CHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. It's called the Regina Pats Homecoming Weekend, February 16th to the 19th. That will be memorable, to say the least, in recognition of the Pats' 100th anniversary. And to kick off the 100-day countdown of the 2018 MasterCard Memorial Cup, the Pats and the WHL are putting together two outdoor hockey games set for Mosaic Stadium, the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Saturday night, we'll see up to 50 former NHL greats, including 14 Hall of Famers, lace up their skates in the All-Star Celebrity Classic. The next day will feature one of the WHL's top rivalry games as the Regina Pats take on the Moose Jaw Warriors in the Outdoor Classic. Regina Pats governor and part of Queen City Sports and Entertainment Group, Anthony Marquardt, says the new venue will serve as the backdrop.
This will be a weekend to remember. It's quite overwhelming. You know, center field, 50-yard line at Mosaic Stadium, the greatest football facility in Canada. We're very proud to bring this to the city, to the province, and we think it's going to be outstanding. One of our goals when we acquired the team was raising the expectations of this community, what they can expect from Queen City Sports and Entertainment Group, what they can expect from the Regina Pats. We are living in the greatest community in Canada, and we're happy to put this on and demonstrate that this is a great community.
Marquardt adds the province of Saskatchewan will play a huge role in homecoming weekend.
It's one of the unique experiences with the All-Star Celebrity Game is that we are having a Team Saskatchewan. So great WHL players that turn into great NHL players playing in our province. Other great players in the NHL that played in the Western Hockey League. So it's a celebration of hockey, but it's a celebration of our community, and that's what makes it special.
And as far as a potential cold Family Day long weekend in Regina?
Just to be here in February outside watching hockey at Mosaic Stadium, I think the weather will have no impact whatsoever. It's just a great atmosphere regardless.
Pats president Todd Lombard says it's all to honor 100 years of Regina Pats hockey.
With this year being our 100th anniversary and with the Memorial Cup and with this beautiful new stadium, it just all came together, and with a lot of hard work from Sean and his group, it's been able to come together and it's become a reality. Being that it's the family weekend and people hopefully will have an opportunity to take a long weekend and travel back to Saskatchewan or come to Regina if they're living in Saskatchewan. And we know there are a lot of Saskatchewan people spread out across the country, and this is a great opportunity for them to come together.
Ticket information will be available in the coming weeks. Rogers Hometown Hockey will also be in Regina to cover it all, bringing their production team to the city for the entire weekend with a full range of programming in support of the Pats Centennial Salute event. It's all coming February 16th to the 19th in Regina.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Wheat Kings defenseman Cale Clegg is coming off a big week. The WHL On the Run and CHL Player of the Week sat down with Wheat Kings voice, Brandon Crow.
All right, we're chatting with Cale Clegg, the Western Hockey League Player of the Week. And first and foremost, Cale, I know you're a defenseman, but you're an offensive defenseman. That being said, was this still a week that exceeded your expectations offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think about going into this weekend, you know, to score 5 goals in 2 games by any means. I just, you know, wanted to go in, be great defensively, and help the team win. And luckily enough, I got some good chances and put them in the back of the net.
Going back to your minor hockey days, how many hat tricks does Cale Clegg have in the bag?
Honestly, I have no idea. I think maybe one or two in Bantam second year, and I don't know before that. So
it's a rare feat.
It's a rare feat, especially at this level. So.
Obviously, the LA Kings, and you and I have talked about this before, you talk about how you need to be bigger and better defensively. Can you focus on that while being offensive at the same time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this past weekend I went into the games, you know, just wanted to be good defensively, you know, don't get scored on when I'm on the ice. You know, that was my mindset. And then, you know, I think good D leads to good offense. So, you know, I'm going to have the same mindset going into these games all year, and, you know, hopefully it'll improve my D zone, and then, you know, if this keeps up, it wouldn't hurt my offense too much.
Obviously, when you look at your career path, you know, you get the Western Hockey League, drafted, signed, World Juniors, NHL training camp. The next big step is playing full-time in the NHL. If I'm Cale Clegg, when do I expect to play in the National Hockey League full-time?
I mean, you know, a lot can happen, you know, in the course of a summer. You know, I want to, my goal this year was to come into this league, be dominant and, you know, be the best defenseman in the WHL and, you know, hopes to be the best defenseman in the CHL and then, you know, help this team win every single night and go on to World Juniors and, you know, be dominant there again. You know, you see a lot of defensemen that go on to World Juniors and, you know, they have great tournaments and have great years and they step right into the NHL right after. So that's kind of my goal, is to continue to get better, just be a dominant player this year, and you know, I have hopes to be a full-timer next year, and, you know, if not, I mean, very soon after.
Was there anybody at LA Kings camp, any mentors, coaches, veteran guys that kind of took you under their wing while you were there?
I wouldn't say anything in specific. You know, I had a lot of good conversations with a few of the, you know, like the older guys, and you know, obviously I had some conversations with their development staff. You know, all good feedback. Just gave me some pointers on, you know, where they think I need to get better on, where they think I need to get better at in order to play at the next level. And you know, I think that started with the defensive game and you know, getting to pucks quicker and you know, being able to like how to handle the bigger guys.
How much of your mind right now is dedicated to the thought process leading up to the World Juniors, or have you thought about it at all?
Yeah, you know, I you know, you definitely think about it, especially after last year losing so dramatically. You know, I know there's going to be a lot of good talent trying out for the team in December, and you know, I know it's going to be another strong year for the World Juniors. So, you know, I'm excited. I told myself to have a great start, and you know, to obviously get geared up for it, but. Right now I'm just worried about winning hockey games for Brandon, and when the time comes, I know I'll be ready to go.
Cale, congrats on the Player of the Week, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Cindy Cherry is a fund development and marketing associate with the Kidney Foundation of Canada. And if that last name sounds familiar, yes, she is the daughter of Don Cherry, who joins us to talk about the brand new WHL Suits Up with Don Cherry promotion, which we're already seeing around the WHL. And Sydney, this is really about awareness of organ donation, but it's a whole lot more. Let's talk about how it all came together with yourself, with Don, and the WHL here to have it in all 17 Canadian markets this year.
Well, I could go back to 1979 and how kidney disease affected our family when my dad was coaching the Boston Bruins. You know what? My brother, he was 16 or 17 years old at the time, and he was very sick. He was on dialysis, and you know what? We all took the test, and I donated my kidney to my brother. And he's still going strong. What is that, 38 years later? So we have to, you know, my father taught me we have to give back, and here we are. So we're just spreading the word via the WHL, and we'll like to say the hockey culture of Canada, and that's what we're trying to do.
Cities like Brandon, Calgary, Cranbrook, Lethbridge, Moose Jaw, Prince Albert, Regina, and Vancouver all during the month of October. Looks like a fun promotion, Cindy. The team all suits up in special jerseys to look like one of Don Cherry's suits itself, and it's all just trying to, you know, raise awareness here of what organ donation is about.
That's right. You know what? We got those jerseys. A lot of the teams are doing online auctions. It's to bring awareness. It's also for raising funds too, because it does take money to get people aware of what's going on out there. So, you know, the thing is, I don't know if you know, but Canada ranks 23rd in the world in organ donation. And you know what? My family just thought that Canada could do a lot better. Let's aim for the top 10. And you know what? I just thought that the hockey culture, as they said in Canada, let's get them. I said that would be the people that could make a difference. So this is what we're doing. So I approached the WHL. They said, you know, it sounds like a great cause. It's a win-win. I hate, you know, everyone uses that term, but you know what? It really is a win-win situation for everyone.
Just reading over, Cindy, what the numbers look like. 4,500 Canadians awaiting organ donation. 76% of them require a kidney here. So the numbers, when you look at it, are pretty staggering.
It's just incredible. You know what I mean? But another interesting one is, you know, we all mention go online and be a donor, you know, for when when you pass on and all that. But you know what? 47% of kidney transplants come from a live donor, which is what I am. I'm a live donor that gave my kidney to someone. So to think about that, too. So this is where if you have kidney disease or you know someone, you know what? You have to think about you only need one kidney to survive, and you got two. So we're also trying to make awareness of, sure, sign up for when you're dead, but you know what? Live donorship is just as important. So you have to talk to your family about what happened when you pass on, but also you never know, your neighbor, your friend, another relative could be suffering. And you know what? It's in there to give, so why not, right?
This promotion here also includes a lot of things for the fans. First 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a special edition Don Cherry bobblehead, and fans go crazy for these bobbleheads, yeah. Especially a Don Cherry one. Trading cards courtesy Upper Deck. Remax is on board as well. What about Don himself? How close is this to him when it comes to organ donation?
Well, you can imagine how close it is to him. I mean, to see, he always says it, he says, you know, to see your two kids wheeling down to have an organ donation is just unbelievable. So I approached him to say, you know, Dad, I think our family has to get on board for this. And he says, well, what can I do? So he is hopefully the voice of it. He does videos for the game. He lends his name to that. Hopefully people will come out if they like Don Cherry. You know what, support his cause, the bobbleheads. I mean, you know, the WHL, talk about a great promotion. I mean, 1,000 bobbleheads to be given away at the games is just unbelievable. And most people will get a hockey card, all with Dad. You know, Dad, he's got to approve those bobbleheads. You'll notice there's a yellow rose on it to match his handkerchief, you know, or his puff, I guess they call them. And they even got his gold watch. So he was very instrumental in designing this this bobblehead. He even says, well, it sort of flatters me because it has a little bit more hair than I should. So they really are something to see.
Well, Cindy, this is a great promotion that's going across the WHL. We mentioned the markets earlier in October here, but coming up in March, it's Edmonton, Kamloops, Kelowna, Prince George, Red Deer, Saskatoon, Swift Current, Victoria, and Medicine Hat. So I'm assuming you'll be quite busy here this year.
Well, I don't know how. Hopefully, I'll get to some of them and all this. You sound like a Stompin' Tom Connors song there, isn't that a song with all these?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, I was going to have music anytime going. See, it's those type of cities that can make a difference in Canada. You know, to say, you know, to step up to the plate, as they say, get us out of being 23rd in the world. So you never know where it can come by. Soccer did it in Brazil. There's a video out there, and the soccer people of Brazil, they increased going from way low to like the top 10 of the world, and they said, you know what, if the soccer people in Brazil can do it, the Canadian hockey crowd can do it in Canada to get us at least in the top 10 for organ donations, for crying out loud. So this is what we're doing, and the WHL is the one we're going to start with, and it's onward and upward.
Cindy, great spokesperson for the Kidney Foundation of Canada, and the WHL suits up with Don Cherry to promote organ donation. A great event going across the Canadian markets and the WHL. Appreciate you enlightening us on this and what it's all about, and let's hope we can raise some awareness this season.
Absolutely my pleasure.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, as well as thanks to Phil Andrews in Regina and Brandon Crowe in Brandon for their help. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.